Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, decreasing clouds at a high of about 58 degrees. Close to that now, partly cloudy Kenosha, 51. It's cloudy in Burlington, 53 with clouds in Milwaukee, and we have clouds in Racine with 52 degrees. On Capitol Hill, all kinds of things going on there. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's surprise decision yesterday not to be a candidate for the Speaker's job, putting Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's name back into the mix, even though he has repeatedly said no because of the increased amount of time away from his young family that it would require. Dr. Sean Foreman is a political scientist at Barry University, says this could mean an historic heated battle within the party. He believes the House will likely become even more chaotic.
The House as a whole is probably going to become more dysfunctional because John Boehner did rely on a coalition of moderate Republicans and mainstream Democrats to get things done over the last 2 years.
Outgoing Speaker John Boehner indicating he would stay longer if needed if a new speaker has to be chosen. The Washington Post has Boehner meeting with Paul Ryan twice yesterday about changing his mind. The House Republicans, well, they are strategizing on how to fill the speaker's job. McCarthy bowing out, Ryan again saying no. Bob Costantini reports the Janesville Republican might be persuaded to take just temporary leadership.
House Republicans, before leaving town for a Columbus Day break, will meet again this morning, trying to figure out to whom they should turn next for Speaker. While two other GOP members actively ran for the job, a lot of speculation hangs on Paul Ryan, one-time vice presidential candidate and well-respected for his long-range budget proposal that has guided some spending decisions by the GOP. Still, Ryan has said he doesn't want the job, which would involve managing the Republican factions that have thrown the House into chaos. And yet Ryan might be convinced to take the speakership, even if just long enough to get the House through next year's elections. Bob Costantini, Washington.
New York Representative Peter King says there really only seems to be one likely choice for this, and again, Paul Ryan doesn't want it.
I would certainly support Paul because he is certainly conservative. He should be agreeable to all sections of the party, and the Freedom Caucus have a very hard time opposing Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan again saying no to the job, at least that's what he's saying publicly. We'll see what happens today. Democratic presidential debate in Wisconsin. Date's been announced, no location yet. Democratic National Committee says it'll take place February the 11th. Now, both the county board and the city council in Kenosha have adopted resolutions urging the Democrats bring it to Kenosha, maybe at Carthage College or UW Parkside. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is going to be coming to southeast Wisconsin next month. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Florida senator is scheduled to appear at a $100 per person fundraiser November 9th for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, as well as a gathering for the campaign arm of Assembly Republicans. Rubio will also speak at a $2,500 per person roundtable event at the Veterans Terrace in Burlington, which is limited to 20 people, according to a fundraising solicitation. That money will go to the GOP Assembly Campaign Committee. Photos can be taken afterward for $500 per person. Rubio's visit to Wisconsin next month is the first since Governor Walker dropped out of the presidential race on September 21st. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a Wisconsin watchdog group says proposed changes in campaign finance law could result in the state's voters having no idea who is spending money to influence elections here. Common Cause Wisconsin Director Jay Heck says the provision lifting any restriction on candidates and issue advocacy groups coordinating their messages as long as they don't urge somebody to vote for or against a candidate.
And that's such a big loophole because that's where all the money's going to go. No outside group's going to want to spend money that has to be disclosed when all they have to do is change a few words in their communication, and they could spend it secretly and with nobody knowing who they are.
Republicans say the proposal simply backs up a state Supreme Court decision from the summer, though Heck says that ruling is likely to be appealed. A fatal shooting overnight on the campus of Northern Arizona University.
There's been yet another school shooting, this one taking place overnight on the campus of Northern Arizona University. One person was killed and at least three others injured when shots rang out near Mountain View Hall. The dorm houses the majority of NAU's Greek organizations. The shooter is in custody. This all comes on the same day that President Obama is due to meet with families of victims of last week's deadly mass shooting at a community college in Oregon. Nine people lost their lives in that incident. The gunman committed suicide. I'm Kevin Conklin, Flagstaff, Arizona.
A Kenosha Fire Department engine unit called out to the UW Parkside campus after 2 this morning because of a bonfire that got a little bit out of control in the courtyard of the student housing units close to the basketball area. Campus police officers came across it first, stating that the flames appeared to be about 30 feet high, though not near any of the buildings or vehicles. Several of those watching the bonfire were observed running away as the officers got there, many observed with smartphone cameras in operation. Criminal charges filed against a Racine County school bus driver for being under the influence of drugs while picking up and dropping off students in the West End, including a trip in and out of a cornfield with students on board. Sheriff's report said there were 4 students on the bus at the time that a citizen saw the vehicle coming out of a cornfield with corn stalks hanging from the undercarriage. Bus was eventually stopped with 2 students on board, no injuries though. 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum admitted taking medication earlier in the day. According to the charging document, he was quoted as saying he'd stockpiled the drugs and they make him check out, in his word. 4 counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety and several traffic citations is what he's facing. He was reportedly dismissed from his bus driving position at S&J Bus Service in Waterford, which is owned by his mother and where he's also been a mechanic. Day after the incident, a new bus driver was on that route. The husband of a woman who was struck and killed last month by a vehicle near the Mount Pleasant intersection of Washington Avenue and Sunny Slope Drive passed away this week from critical injuries he had suffered. Police say 74-year-old Otto Thuer died Wednesday at Frederick Hospital. He had been airlifted there after the crash that left his wife Ula dead at the scene. The couple struck as they crossed the highway outside of a marked crosswalk. Dozens of residents in Caledonia living near the Oak Creek Power Plant met in a town hall-style setting outside in the Crawford Park Pavilion last night to share personal claims about health problems they say is from coal ash and to strategize the next step in fighting back against We Energies. Leading the effort, Bill Pringle. He told the crowd of about 75, his family and countless others in his neighborhood have incurred serious health issues recently. And it can't just be a coincidence they're all dealing with respiratory issues.
There's a lot of people that I talk with that say, yeah, I'm fine. I mean, we have no problems. I grew up here. And then as I tell them about my family, they say, oh, yeah, you know, I've been in the hospital like 6 times for pneumonia over the last 3 years. I'm like, but I thought you were fine. Yeah, but then I had skin cancer, too. Oh, yeah, yeah, now I have allergies. And all of a sudden, these people just start telling me all these health issues, and it clicks in their head. Well, this isn't normal. This isn't a normal way to live.
The only logical cause of this, he says, has to be that we are breathing extremely polluted air. He wants others with the same concerns to join the cause, sign a petition, get state lawmakers involved, including the governor and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Those attending also heard from representatives of the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters about EPA's proposed clean power plan as a possible solution to curbing what is unlimited carbon pollution. Kenosha Unified School Board's Facilities Committee will be reviewing the final plans for improvements to 4 athletic fields next week. District residents okayed nearly a $17 million referendum back in April to pay for the upgrades. That includes a new stadium at Bradford High School, which has shared facilities with both Tremper and Indian Trail High Schools. Bradford promised its own facilities way back, never got them, though. There'd be a new sports complex at nearby Bullen School. Plans also have renovations at Amici Field and also upgrades at facilities at Indian Trail. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news. Whenever you want it, go on our webpage, look for the newscast in podcast form in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.